Section 1.
In 1836, Samuel Morse, a famous American inventor and painter, introduced the very first device to send messages using electricity. It was the telegraph, which could transmit information over wires. The information was sent as a series of electrical signals. Short signals are referred to as dits, represented as dots. Long signals are referred to as dars, represented as dashes. With the advent of radio communications, an international version of Morse code became widely used. The speed of transmitting Morse code is measured in WPM, words per minute. An experienced Morse code operator can transmit and receive information at 20 to 30 words per minute. Before electric telegraphy, most messages that travelled long distances were entrusted to messengers who memorised them or carried them in writing. These messages could be delivered no faster than the fastest horse. In the United States, the Morse telegraph was successful for a number of reasons, including its simple operation and its relatively low cost. By 1851, the country had over 50 telegraph companies, though most telegraph businesses were controlled by the Magnetic Telegraph Company, which held the Morse patent.
Listen again.
In 1836, Samuel Morse, a famous American inventor and painter, introduced the very first device to send messages using electricity. It was the telegraph, which could transmit information over wires. The information was sent as a series of electrical signals. Short signals are referred to as dits, represented as dots. Long signals are referred to as dars, represented as dashes. With the advent of radio communications, an international version of Morse code became widely used. The speed of transmitting Morse code is measured in WPM, words per minute. An experienced Morse code operator can transmit and receive information at 20 to 30 words per minute. Before electric telegraphy, most messages that travelled long distances were entrusted to messengers who memorised them or carried them in writing. These messages could be delivered no faster than the fastest horse. In the United States, the Morse telegraph was successful for a number of reasons, including its simple operation and its relatively low cost. By 1851, the country had over 50 telegraph companies, though most telegraph businesses were controlled by the Magnetic Telegraph Company, which held the Morse
Section
patent.
Section 2.
Thank you for taking me camping with you last weekend, Aunt Lizzie.
It was great, wasn't it, Jasmine? Especially when we went swimming. It was too windy to swim in the sea, but the lake was great anyway. Perhaps next time we can try the river.
Sleeping in a tent was new for me. I was worried about it on the first night, but I soon found out how exciting it is. My brother was very unhappy that he couldn't come with us.
Cooking was fun. Well, sometimes. It was difficult to cook the omelette. But I loved grilling the steak on a barbecue. Did you like the pasta I made?
Yes, I was really hungry that day.
The campsite was quite big, but it's a pity they didn't have anywhere to buy food and things. And the showers were a bit dirty, but okay. Which activity did you like best?
Well, running in the forest was okay, but hard. But fishing was amazing, even more fun than cycling.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Now listen again.
Thank you for taking me camping with you last weekend, Aunt Lizzie.
It was great, wasn't it, Jasmine? Especially when we went swimming. It was too windy to swim in the sea, but the lake was great anyway. Perhaps next time we can try the river.
Sleeping in a tent was new for me. I was worried about it on the first night, but I soon found out how exciting it is. My brother was very unhappy that he couldn't come with us.
Cooking was fun. Well, sometimes. It was difficult to cook the omelette, but I loved grilling the steak on a barbecue. Did you like the pasta I made?
Yes, I was really hungry that day.
The campsite was quite big, but it's a pity they didn't have anywhere to buy food and things. And the showers were a bit dirty, but okay. Which activity did you like best?
Well, running in the forest was okay, but hard. But fishing was amazing, even more fun than cycling.
I'm glad you had a good time.